Let's check now the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, glad to be here, Todd.
Well, let's start in the Midwest. Cold and wet. Looks like it's going to kind of stay that way for a little bit, but do we change patterns again sometime?
Yeah, certainly more fall-like weather has advanced here into the middle of the country. It's going to be with us for the next 10 days or so. Primarily the rain activity, well, some of it here lingering today in sections of the eastern Corn Belt, even into tomorrow in some sections as well. We then will have actually drier weather across much of the western Corn Belt, especially west of the Mississippi River, actually throughout the next 10 days. So while temperatures are unseasonably cool, it's on the drier side west of the Mississippi and then east of the Mississippi, a little bit of rain, but most of that is actually just focused over the next few days. However, it does look like beyond that time frame, after the next 10 days, begin to moderate. And we feel that as we go into, this is more so week two and week three of November, actually temperatures beginning to warm back up again. So we do not see this as being the start of a cooler, wetter period here for the Midwest that would start to really, you know, bog down harvest progress. But certainly temperature-wise, much different, albeit brief. And no sign of any wet patterns here coming up really for the next several weeks.
That takes care of the harvest season here in the Corn Belt. What about the planting season and progress that's happening in South America?
Well, the focus of attention has been the dryness in central west Brazil, as well as the northeastern soybean belt in Brazil. The bottom line is that for the next few weeks, the pattern is turning much more active, many more opportunities for rainfall, and ultimately a gradual diminishment of the dryness across that region. And once the rains kick in, that will help initiate planting yet again across the region. And so the fact that it's happening here in late October into the early part of November, a slight delay in planting progress, but overall, once these rains kick in, that's pretty much will keep them in good shape as we go throughout November.
And finally, we've been hearing that little word La Nina around some. Do we need to worry about that at all?
Well, I think it's too early to be worried about it, but La Nina is here in our opinion. We've already seen sea surface temperatures reach those levels of minus 0.5 Celsius anomalies across the central and eastern Pacific Ocean. And we see all indications pointing towards La Nina continuing here. So we need to keep an eye on that, especially not just in the La Nina, like equatorial waters, but what we think is more important is do those cooler than normal waters begin to expand away from the equator? That's actually a more important signal, in our opinion. That's something we're going to be watching closely over the next couple of months.
Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Do check us out online at willag.org. There you can pick up your tickets to the Farm Assets Conference, or you can do that by dialing this number, 1-800-898-1065. Again, that's 800-898-1065 or online at willag.org. Tickets are just $35.